Okay, let's move on to our medley. Put that in the middle today so we have enough time for that. Just really, really quickly, a couple notes on Ticket to Ride, page 12. Here's another thing where we're moving. It only.
Can I show you what I do with my big pieces of music? She was showing Lynn. Is I get a piece. This is almost like a cardstock, and I tape or pin it onto that piece, onto this extra page. So the page is got the three hole punch, and then all your pages are just very nicely gonna turn.
And it stays open.
In the three, just this.
What do you do, everybody?
Pass them into Cindy.
She's got all that extra paper.
Yeah.
I'm trying to use those.
The hole puncher only does 20 here, so. Okay. Let's look at page 12 really quick. Okay, bottom of 12. Look at the last line. This is when we have to count 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. So we're coming, changing the chords on the and of 2 and the and of 4. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. And then we're off on beat 4. Ticket to Ride, bottom of 12. That's measure 110, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. It's not been quite together. Let's go from where it says end solo in the middle of the page.
109.
Thank you. 1, 2, ready, go. Take out the H, and sometimes it's going, he's got a ticket to ride there, so stay on the vowel. Ride. So we don't get. Well, that's a choral nightmare. A big no no. Did they really?
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is our good diction. Let's look at 16 so we can get this entrance into You Think You've Lost Your Love. That's measure 149. So we're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, ba-da-bum. You think you've lost your love. Everyone see where we are? So we just did let it be. 1, 2, let it be. It's still four beats. It's just a short measure because there's nothing in it. It was drums. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, ba-da-bum. You think you've lost your love.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's what it is, and I only see three notes, and you play a lot more than that. Okay, so you added these notes in first measure.
Well, it's... And this sounds like lost your love. It's playing that. Ba-da-da. You think you've lost your love.
Got it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It looks like a tiny measure because there's nothing in it, so it's a little confusing. But it was drums on the recording, so we do let it be. Off.
You think you've lost your love.
good. And have fun with that. Excellent. And then, really quick look at 18. All my lovin'. Let's just go over this section really quick. We want to be careful with the bottom of the page. Remember all. So ways. The first note of ways is just a ba da ba ba. Just an eighth note there. Let's do close your eyes. Pick up to 175. Ready, go. In just a minute.
Oh, David,
yes.
I do not believe that the soprano sang 185 right. Because I sure didn't. Measure 185 is the middle bracket of page 19.
Let's sing that, everybody. All right. Home every day.
Okay.
And I'll send all my loving. Two is short, two. So the key is to take that eighth rest and add a breath there, so we link up. What's that? Two more things. Look at page 22, measure 221. What we're wanting to do at this magnificent key change is do the previous rhythm, but this rhythm is actually like what we sing when we sing suddenly,
yeah.
Instead of, yeah, but it's, look at when we sing suddenly on top of 21, that's correct, suddenly, we want to do the same rhythm for, yes, and we are holding that out to the end of the measure. It just, key change comes out of nowhere, ba ba ba. Let's go from I said to get into that.
That's my solo.
That's the solo, yeah. So we have one. Good. So what we don't want to happen is it to be like that, but like that. So just circle that, keep that rhythm intact there.
Don't stay on the E there.
It's at the E flat though.
Yesterday.
It goes flat.
Yeah. I mean, I know it should be.
Yeah. And then the other parts are going down. Yesterday. Sopranos and altos are named Yesterday. So that's not the melody that you have. It's down here in the tenors and basses and their upper register. And then that could be part of the problem too. So you're going up Yesterday. They're going down. Good. Let's try that one more time from I Said, just to lock that in. From our soloists. And then don't forget, everyone joins in on Now I Long. So be ready for that entrance, because the solo got extended just a little bit. So, and one. One more thing for sopranos and altos. When we get to, the entrance for the long and winding road is coming in on the end of four. So I'm playing bum, 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 bum. So make that note short. Make sure it doesn't turn into this. The long, but it's the long end. So so it's just an eighth note there. So I would circle that, just so you don't stretch out that note into being too long there. Because the accompaniment's doing something different than what you're singing, but your note ends up being right in there. Let's just try that on the measure that we come in. That's measure 228. So... rhythm for, is that just sopranos
yes.
or altos in there?
So
it's one,
it always leads me
two, three, four, five. So leads ends up being one beat. It's tied over two measures. But the first part of all is just an eighth note. Always leads me. So here is three total of three beats finishing out the measure, and then we're back in on lead me to your door, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and then we hope you all enjoy the show. Okay, let's go from the top. Skip ahead. Got a good reason. One, measure 12. One, two, ready, go. Tiana gonna? Do you want to do it?
Go ahead and raise your hand.
Okay.
Come on, here.
Tiana's gonna do it.
Okay.
Let's go back to. Let's get into it from I Will Send. So here's our note. I was ready. Go. Skip ahead to, I'll give you the two measures before, so that's 284, 285, 286, because I forgot to keep it going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, say, oh. Thank you. Page 30? What measures?
Second measure. We have to sing. Sing.
No.
Page
30?
Are you talking about? So that goes. A second there. Everyone look at that page 30 very quickly. Hey Jude. That's the first measure, pick up to the second of page 30. So one, two, sing. Clarify that. That is actually a tenor line that comes in there, but okay. It should still be solo on top.
So, yeah,
and we'll see what it's like. If tenors all do lightly, I think with the mic it'll be okay. If they all sing that, which they have been doing pretty lightly, so we should be okay. But all sopranos come in at after end solo.